Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Early yesterday morning, Fortuna police responded to the area of Campton Heights Drive regarding numerous vandalized vehicle tires. In total, about 15 vehicles had their tires vandalized. The Fortuna Police Department is requesting the public's help. If you have any information regarding the investigation, please call the department's WeTip hotline at 1-800-78-CRIME. Evacuations in Mendocino County. Reporter Dan Squire with the details.
The Mendocino Sheriff's Office has ordered the evacuation of residences in the area of the Covelo fire. The areas of evacuation are near Indian Dick Road, east of Covelo, north to the Trinity County line, and further east to the Tehama County line. Road closures in the fire area have also been enacted, and they will remain closed to all non-emergency traffic. The Covelo fire ignited over the weekend and has spread quickly, and the American Red Cross has stepped in to assist those displaced by the evacuation order.
Thanks, Dan. Saturday, Fortuna Police will be conducting a DUI driver's license checkpoint at an undisclosed location within the city limits between 8 p.m. and 3 a.m. Checkpoints are placed in locations that have the greatest opportunity for achieving drunk and drugged driving deterrence and provide the greatest safety for officers and the public. Eureka police officers attempted to contact parolee Robert Ray Wildman in the Winco parking lot early yesterday morning, and Wildman decided he didn't wish to speak with the officer at that time. Wildman fled the scene in a vehicle, leading officers on a vehicle pursuit that ended after officers had placed a spike strip on Highway 101, flattening one of the tires on Wildman's Jeep. Wildman kept driving until the vehicle was no longer able to move, and the chase ended south of Trinidad and lasted more than 40 minutes. After taking Wildman into custody, officers searched the vehicle and they found more than $8,000 in cash, 20 grams of tar heroin, and an assault rifle. Officers later determined that Wildman had thrown a 9mm handgun out the vehicle during the pursuit, and that weapon was found near the first span on the Samoa Bridge. Wildman was booked into county jail on a litany of charges. It includes felony evasion, drug possession, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The legislature has given final approval and sent the governor a bill by Assemblymember Wesley Chesbro to give law enforcement the tools to battle illegal drug operations, protecting environmentally sensitive forest lands and those who use them. It's AB 2284, goes to the governor for his signature nearly a year after the death of Fort Bragg City Council member Jerry Milo, killed when he stumbled on an illegal grow while inspecting forest lands near the city on August 27th of last year. More KINS News. It's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Sheriff's deputies were called out to the 2000 block of Fern Street early Tuesday morning after receiving reports from witnesses that a man carrying a sledgehammer was being chased by several residents. Deputies found the suspect, 27-year-old Cole Foos, in a wooded area. He was taken into custody. Deputies interviewed a 22-year-old woman who was visiting friends on Redwood Drive when she said Foos drove up in his car, got out, came to the door, and asked her for water. So she directed him to the water hose on the side of the house, and she then told deputies Foos lost it and began yelling at her. After closing and locking the door, she said she saw Foos use the sledgehammer to smash the windows in her car and then steal items from inside the vehicle. At that point, Foos then got into his vehicle and drove off. He was later seen by a man on Redwood Street who said he saw Foos jump the fence to his parents' yard, and he and several neighbors chased Foos when he fled. Foos was booked into jail on several charges, including vandalism, drug possession, and burglary. More law enforcement news. As officers attempted a traffic stop on a suspected stolen vehicle driven by parolee 22-year-old Anthony Maylel, but he refused to pull over. Maylel fled southbound on Broadway, reaching speeds of up to 90 miles per hour before abandoning the vehicle at Highland Park and fleeing on foot. Officers caught up with Maylel and took him into custody at gunpoint on Cottage Street. The vehicle had been stolen in the 2700 block of Parkwood Street in Eureka, and in addition to the stolen vehicle charge and the felony evasion charge, Maylel will also face a felony DUI charge. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.